214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
It's not looking good for DJ.
214-520. Well.
Uh-oh. Chip it!
Uh-oh.
Oh, what an idiot.
Really? Why is that?
The Hardline. Now what odds can we get?
Hardline. Cutting you off.
Well, yeah, with 10 minutes left, two down.
Has he given you the money yet, at least?
I don't think it's cleared yet.
Okay.
I have it.
All right. Bob keeps...
what I didn't give to Banana Bread.
...tripling down on France to come back.
He's chasing it.
Yeah.
What are the odds now?
You can get 40 to 1. Now? 40 to 1 right now.
Now 40 to 1?
No. 40 to 1 with 10 minutes left?
To score three
Argentina
goals.
Argentina just did it.
Yeah.
Their expected goals are up. They're at .16 now.
They're expected... .16? France?
Yeah.
Invincible, mighty France? Doesn't even have a quarter expected goal in the game?
When's the last time France score a goal in an international game?
It's been a while. I mean, this is a massive, massive upset.
Yeah.
I know Spain's great. But France, this was theirs to win. I listened to the kick around last night, every second of it, because that's how strongly I feel about those boys and how much I'm going to starting to feel like it's the end of the year and we're about to send Lars back to his home.
I know. It's so sad.
Forever.
He can come back.
Well, yeah, but it's best summer ever is wrapping up and there's a finality to it. Well, anyway, they all had me believing.
There's no way.
There's just
France
no way
can't
for
lose.
Spain to win this would just be so unlikely that the entire show was on France. It was just a matter by how many.
Yeah. Everyone's been on France.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately it sounds like one of our good listeners is getting ready to go through a medical procedure and he needs some assistance.
Hey, Helpline. I've got a situation I could use some help with. I've recently been diagnosed with testicular cancer, and I'm going to be okay. That's the important thing. But my left testicle is going to be removed. I've got a couple more weeks with him, and then he's gone. So this raises the question, do I get a prosthetic or not? And really, I have no preference one way or the other. It would purely be aesthetic and for symmetry and balance, I guess. I don't know. But I don't have a preference. And I'm almost inclined to just tell my surgeon to surprise me, and I either wake up with just the one or I wake up with one and a fake one. So I don't know what to do. What would the hard line do? Get a fake ball or just rock the one? Thanks. Queef.
Well, there's a lot in that call.
I didn't know there... Well, first off, we're sorry for your loss.
Could you go with three?
Like one of those things that go, the balls bounce back and forth.
Yeah, the perpetual motion machine.
Yeah, just put a bunch of marbles in there.
I think I would stick with one. What is a prosthetic? What does that even mean?
It's like a ping pong ball.
Are you a nude model? Let's start there.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Like if you're single, you might want the prosthetic because you just don't want it to be a talking point.
Maybe it's a item of intrigue.
Yeah, or yeah, maybe it's a
conversation starter.
Yeah, it's a hook. Like, hey, you ever seen a guy with one ball?
It's probably not a good way to start dinner.
Because you're looking at him.
Now you have. I feel like if you put something in there that's not by nature in that area. I mean, I know
it's naughty by nature.
Women do that a lot.
He's right.
With their boobies, and they put stuff in there that's not. Yeah, what God intended.
Most of the time, those are fine.
But a booby... weird. a booby is sort of on display, is it not? In terms of... that's aesthetically affecting, whereas...
Right, you're not...
This is nothing.
Testicle. You're not wearing a push-up bra on your balls.
Like, if you're wearing such skin-tight clothes that we can see that you've had a testicle removed.
Then something's wrong with your clothing.
Then you're not dressing properly,
no,
sir. I did like his wording that we're spending a few final weeks together.
Yeah, sending him off in style.
Like he's Lars.
Yeah, I don't think I would go with the prosthetic.
No?
I don't think so. I don't want something. Again, I don't want something, I don't know, metallic or plastic.
It's not
or,
metallic.
I don't know what it is.
It's
How do you know what it is?
It's probably medical grade plastic.
Medical grade? What does that mean?
It's clean.
Cleared by the medical people.
Medical grade? It's in weed.
It's a...
maybe it is like a breast implant. Maybe it's a sack, a gelled sack.
Well, first and foremost, we want you to be absolutely healthy and happy.
Yeah.
In your one testicle era.
You know, maybe, because when you get older, I don't know if you guys experience this, but it hangs lower. Like gravity over,
right.
over time, especially if you don't wear tight-fitting undies.
That's where the norm distended testicle
yeah, getting,
bit came
getting
from.
Stuck in the door jam.
Yeah.
That's why if you were
so maybe
team boxer shorts your whole life.
Yeah, I'm boxer briefs guy.
Well, there's some support there.
Yeah.
Boxer shorts guy though.
No, yeah, you're asking for them to drag on the floor.
Out a leg hole.
Yeah.
Peeking around.
So if you don't
he has like 130.
So if you don't go with the prosthetic and you just have the one, it probably means there's less gravity pulling you down. Like less weight to stretch them out.
I guess. It is weird. But yeah, I just want the guy to be healthy in the
end. Yeah. I think I would do prosthetic because I would want the symmetry.
Can you get team branded prosthetic with like a little cowboy helmet?
What if you wanted to upgrade? What if you wanted them just giant like pool balls or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, what if I wanted my balls to be bigger?
I wish my balls were bigger.
What a perfect opportunity.
What if you're like, this is weird and gross and too metallic, and can you get it removed?
You don't see what it's made of when it's inside you. Why are you obsessed with that?
I don't know. It just weirded me out. But can you, once it's in there, are they like, all right, game's locked?
I'm sure
you
could get it removed, but then that would be elective, and that would cost you money.
Maybe yeah. you get one with some LEDs, though, and...
Yeah, the kids love LEDs.
It's kind of flashing a little bit.
What's lighting up down there? That's my new testicle. All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah.
We'll all be holding the good thought. Let us know what you chose.
But I do agree with Bob. I think putting in a mini helmet is probably the best idea.
Yeah, or maybe one of those little carts that was a helmet that takes, you know, you from the bullpen, the little bullpen,
like a Hot
car.
Wheel.
Yeah, maybe.
All
Do you
right.
get to keep it?
The old testicle?
Yeah, a little
put in a
little
paperweight.
Display case up there on the mantle.
Sure, why not?
Are you guys fans of the old testicle or the new testicle?
You're more of a new testicle guy, right, Bob?
Oh, he's been a new testicle guy.